I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Let's talk about evil. What is it? Does evil even exist? These questions have been debated forever. Let's look at one rather novel view of evil, what the Brazilian spiritists call attachment, a form of possession. In 19th century France, the practice of spiritism spread to Brazil, becoming part of its national culture. Figures like automatic writer Chico appear on stamps and coins. In 2023, I made two trips to Brazil to study spiritism and visit the Casa of John of God. Spiritism is based on communication with the disembodied spirits of people who have died. Communication with deceased friends and relatives takes place with the help of mediums. Spiritism also believes in possession, or what Brazilians call attachments. An attachment is a disembodied spirit that doesn't pass on to the spiritual realm after death, but instead attaches itself to an embodied living human being. These attachments are negative and often evil to the point of possession. I read an entire book about this. According to Spiritism, attachments unknowingly occur when a person is extremely vulnerable. For example, when I was in Brazil, a woman in our group wanted to rent a bicycle and explore the other end of the small town where we were staying. She was advised not to, because after meditating for several days at the casa, she was too spiritually open and therefore vulnerable to attachments from the bad side of town. Needless to say, my friend skipped the bicycle trip just in case. The most common way to attract an attachment occurs when a person is unconscious, like getting drunk and passing out on a bar floor. Spiritists believe that disembodied addictive spirits can attach to living alcoholics and other drug users so that the attaching entity can continue to experience the effects of alcohol and other drugs. The removal of attachments, practiced in many Brazilian hospitals, is a treatment for mental illness, especially schizophrenia. It's believed that releasing an attachment enables a person to regain their free will and personality. Every day at the Casa in Brazil, we walked through a room called the washing machine, so named for its ability to remove attachments through the use of crystals. When removing an attachment, a Brazilian therapist counsels both the physical person and the attached entity as if they were two different people. Here's an example I read about. A woman working in a nursing home enjoyed helping an elderly man. He became quite dependent on her. While she was on vacation, the man passed away. Shortly after, the woman complained of terrible pains in her neck. The therapist determined that the elderly man was so frightened when he passed that he attached himself to this woman. By assuring the elderly man that someone from the other side would come to lead him in the right direction and that he had no need to be afraid, the woman's neck pain disappeared. This may seem very far-fetched, but this concept is present in many cultures. And whether you want to believe it or not, this might make you be more mindful about the company you hang out with and how much influence you allow them to have over you. I hope you've enjoyed this adventure into one look at evil. Next time, we'll look at evil from the perspective of positive and negative energy and vibration. Hope you'll continue to explore with me the question of what is evil. Until next time, I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica. Thanks for listening.